The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 161, The Houston Connection.
How's your picture?
Yeah, nice and clear, but I don't have any sound yet.
They'll be speaking via phone line. We won't get an audio until they pick up their receiver. Kelly, are you there too?
Yes, I am. Just made a fresh batch of popcorn. Let's get this show started.
Hey, now, you know, that's not such a bad idea.
Okay, I think we're ready. I'm recording and so is our contact.
I'm recording too. Hey, Uncle Heinrich, how are you? You're looking good. Louis, what brings you all the way out here to this terrible place?
Just checking in on my favorite uncle.
My favorite schmavorite. I'm your only uncle. How's my nephew Henry?
He's on a business trip to Houston, Texas.
Texas? So he's a big shot now, huh? He must be making good money. So how's the pawn business?
You know, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I know you, Louis. You don't lose anything. So other than saying hello to an old man, what do you need?
Well, I want you to deliver a message to your grandson, Stefan.
Why didn't you request to see him rather than me?
His brother-in-law is not doing well. I thought you might be better suited to tell him.
And what is wrong with him?
He became severely depressed when he lost his job.
I see. Well, that is bad. I suppose now he's deeply depressed.
Yeah, well, he tried to end it all.
I see. So, I take it he did not succeed. You should move on and find another job.
But he has so much invested in the Baltimore area.
I will tell Stefan, but I assure you, he will say the same thing. I suggest you talk to Hank. Maybe he can find work in Houston. But I suggest he follow up with his former employer and make sure there are no loose ends. You know, make sure he doesn't owe his employer anything.
So you think he should forget about Baltimore and with all he has invested there?
Tell him, what is the expression? Oh, it's time to cut bait. So, time is up. Thank you for coming in. I'll pass the information on to Stefan.
Well, that was interesting.
Is that what you call it? Interesting? His brother-in-law lost his job, so move on?
There's got to be more to it. Hank.
Why would Louis tell Heinrich that Hank went to Houston?
Well, maybe because he actually did.
But Louis and Hank are not his nephews. What's up with that?
What do you think he meant by, with all he has invested there?
Yeah, invested in what? As far as we can determine, he doesn't work. In fact, for all we know, he's new to Baltimore.
So we're dealing with code. Let's go with, there's no brother-in-law. Let's say he's talking just about himself and Hank.
Then who or what do you think this brother-in-law is?
Their mission. Maybe it's their mission. He lost his job means the mission in Baltimore is failing.
So move on to Houston. They're concentrating their efforts in Houston.
So what about that statement? Check with your employer, no loose ends?
Well, his former employer would be the job he had in Baltimore. Maybe he wants him to move on it and finish the job.
Then we're going to have to keep a close eye on Louis when he gets back. What do you think he'll do about the pawn shop?
Well, since that shop was previously owned by a Rage member, I'm sure Rage has someone who can step in.
Well, maybe we should see what Simon and his crew think about this, especially Sam.
I'm sending Tracy a copy of this now. I'll let you know what her team thinks about it.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me.
Rise and shine, you sleepyheads. This is your wake-up call.
Good morning, Gabby, if that's the proper greeting for this hour.
That'll do fine. And a good morning to you. You're up early.
As are you. As for me, I need very little sleep.
We're approaching the Cali portal. There doesn't seem to be any traffic ahead. According to my scans, the portal is now stable.
Excellent. Proceed on course.
Tam to Bridge. Nate is preparing a meal. Do you have any requests?
No, thank you. I'm good to go.
I'm in the middle of a fast. You guys enjoy. We have plenty of time before the Cali portal.
Copy that.
Whoa! Check this out. The IDF has just put out a notice. Bulletin 128-6. Unauthorized spacecraft activity detected entering and exiting orbit of the IDF penal colony moon. Be advised to be on the lookout for unusual activity in that area. Any ship in the near vicinity of that moon is unauthorized and should be treated as hostile. Report any sightings to the nearest IDF facility.
That would undoubtedly be our Dr. D. You said that there are no craft this side of the portal.
Unless they have stealth capability, nothing's showing up right now.
Send a message back to the BSS and inform them that it's obvious that their ship has breached the Kali portal. Also, give them an estimated time for our arrival to the portal. How long before they get the message?
One cycle, or roughly 8 standard hours.
Given the origin of this message and the time it took for them to detect the incident, this all probably happened before we left the BSS.
Which means they are most likely on Kali now.
We're assuming that the Doctor managed to persuade Wi-Fi to join them.
I think we can more than assume. What would you think if you were Wi-Fi? Hello, I'm Dr. D, a big fan of yours. I'm here to help you escape to a resort moon. Hop in.
Yes, I tend to agree with you, Gabby. I'm sure Wi-Fi was hoping that someone from Rage would come and rescue him.
Hey, did we miss anything?
That was a quick breakfast.
Just a little go juice and a power bar. So anything new?
The IDF just issued a notice to astronauts. Apparently, Dr. D managed to land on the penal moon and depart. We estimate that all of this occurred while we were still on the BSS.
How far out are we?
Given our current speed, about 2 standard hours out from the portal.
And it's time to check our upgrades.
The Ulysses is getting the same upgrades. Let's see what this thing can do.
Step 1 is to calculate distance and plot any objects in our path.
I've been wanting to play with these new toys. Okay, distance entered as well as course. Calculating obstructions. Calculations complete. We have a go for hyperdrive speed.
As a precaution, everyone strap in.
Secure.
Secure.
All secure.
I'm secure. Lock in auxiliary power to maximum thrust.
Auxiliary power selected. Maximum thrust in 3, 2, 1. What a kick! Look at our closing time to target. It dropped by more than half. This thing could outdrag a Chevrolet.
I don't know what a Chevrolet is, but it must be fast.
We have stabilized, safe to unbuckle. I can't wait to fly the Ulysses when we get these upgrades.
It's nice knowing there isn't a ship out there we can't outrun.
At least until we get my ship back.
Let's hope I never have to outrun 3 IDF bounty hunters.
Make sure he doesn't owe his employer anything.
So, you think he should forget about Baltimore with all he has invested there?
Tell him, what is the spot of us expressions? Oh, it's time to cut bait. So, time is up. Thank you for coming and I'll pass the information on to Stefan.
Well, that was interesting. What do you make of it, Jameson?
Rubbish. They most certainly weren't talking about some relative. What do you make of it, Sam?
It's all code talk. Did Kate give you their impressions?
No. She wanted us to study it independently and see if we can reach the same conclusion.
It's my impression that when they refer to a job, it means whatever they've been tasked to do. Having so much invested in Baltimore means all the work that Heinrich and Stefan have done.
So they are obviously talking about destroying the St. Martin Stip transfer point. Cutting bait means a shift in target.
He did mention Houston. I think he was telling Louis to go to Houston and join Hank in another target.
I think it's a good bet that they sensed trouble when Claire started poking around.
So, we are in agreement that the message to Louis was abandon the Baltimore mission and concentrate on Houston.
I agree.
Sounds plausible to me, sir.
Great. Now, can we eat?
Work first, eat later. Call Kate Hawk.
Take it you got the recording.
Yes. We all watched the video. Our conclusion is that Heinrich is telling Louis to abandon the Baltimore mission and concentrate their efforts here in Houston. How does that match with your team's assessment?
We drew the same conclusion. I think some things need to happen before Louis joins Hank. He'll have to either shut down the pawn shop or close it indefinitely. I think all we can do at this end is to wait him out.
I agree. It would be nice to know when he's coming. What are you going to do in the meantime?
All we can do is monitor. We have eyes on Louis's car right now. He's still in the parking lot at the prison. He should have left by now.
That is odd.
Hold on. Our tap shows his phone dialing. I'll patch you in.
If they converse in Hongan, Sam can translate for us.
No need. I'm running it through an IDF translating device.
You made the visit?
Yeah, Uncle Heinrich sends love to his nephew. I told him about your brother-in-law. He was quite concerned.
That is very considerate of him. What advice did he have to offer?
He thinks brother-in-law should forget about working in Baltimore and move out to Houston with you.
I see. Well, that is quite interesting. Does he know how much brother-in-law has invested there?
His exact words were to cut bait.
When?
As soon as he cleans up his personal affairs, he'll rent a truck and drive his belongings to Houston. That may take a couple of days to gather and pack his things, and another 2 days to drive there.
I see. It is what it is. I will make preparations for him. Together we can scout out a new job for him.
What are the prospects out there like?
Most excellent. There's plenty of industry, business, and banking. Not to mention internet opportunities.
I'm sure he's looking forward to it. I will contact you as soon as all of the arrangements have been made.
I am looking forward to it. And oh, tell him there are places to eat on almost every corner.
Wow. That was a bunch of information there.
Yes, we all heard it.
He practically listed targets of interest.
Sounds like we have just a few days to narrow down his target.
From what I heard, I don't think they have narrowed it down to one.
I agree. If they've abandoned the SDIP unit destruction in Baltimore, it may mean they're going to concentrate on something else.
Are you saying that they might choose a lesser target in Baltimore?
It would make sense. They spent a lot of time and effort here.
If they do hit another target, it sounds like Louis has just 2 days to complete the hit before coming here.
I'm going to forward this to Barnes and Kelly. They'll need to step up their investigation if something is to go down in just 2 days. We'll keep you posted.
By the way, what's the status of Lenora? Has she joined the team yet?
She's still working with Robert and Pierman. I think if things get really busy here with Louis, I'm sure they'll start working her.
All I can say is good luck. We'll be waiting for your call.
Good luck on your end.
2 days? That's not much time.
You really think that Lenora is going to work out for them?
Really, Sam? You're a Hongan captured trying to blow up the 911 facility in St. Louis, and now you're working for the IDF.
Yeah, but I'm special.
Oh, you're special, all right.
We need to contact Captain Richards and fill her in on the recordings. Call Captain Richards.
Houston PD, Detective Garrett.
Detective, we are proceeding to the Industrial District. We've been contacted by Agent Hawk. We have some recordings for you and Captain Richards.
She's following up on another case we want to wrap up as quickly as possible. Is this different from the prison visit video Agent Hawk sent?
Yes, Baltimore was able to tap Louis's phone. He called Hank to discuss the visit.
I see. What, if anything, did you learn?
Yes, we have some theories, but I'd like for you two to come to your own conclusions, much like the prison video. Have her check it out with you, and then we'll compare notes.
If you send them to my private account, I'll make sure she gets it. We'll go through both of them and, like you said, compare notes with you. You said you're headed to the Northwest District?
Yes. Sam tells us that Hongans prefer to stay close to their intended targets. We have his tracking device on our GPS, so if he starts to move about, we can follow him.
I just so happen to be working out of the Northwest substation today, so if you need any assistance, just let me know. And as soon as Captain Richards and I have a chance to review the two recordings, one of us will get back to you. Happy hunting.
Thank you, Detective.
You wanted to see me?
Lenora, yes I did. How is your familiarization class going?
Familiarization? Don't you mean indoctrination?
I hope my brother knows what he's doing. I think he was assuming a lot when he sent you here instead of Baldivar Prison.
It's nice to be wanted, Paramin.
I think you're fully aware of what I mean. You were a major player in Rage, and now we're trying to convert you to the IDF. Believe me, I can understand why you'd resist.
Well, that's nice. So just put me on the Deep Space STIP and send me back to Titan IV, where I belong.
I'm afraid we can't do that, Lenora. You are much too valuable of an asset to us. We're going to need somebody to deal with the Hungan, and you have plenty of experience in that department.
I've contracted a few Hungans in the past. Unless I had a lucrative target for him, I don't think Louis would be interested in what I have to say.
Sam wasn't interested in making the switch in the beginning, but now he realizes the benefits of working on the right side.
The right side? I don't believe he had a choice for either side. He failed his mission and was captured, so he can't go back to the Hanga. He chose the only side.
As far as anyone on Titan IV, and certainly Titan III knows, you aided in the capture of Lister and Zokar. So you can't go back either.
Maybe I'm willing to take that chance.
There is no chance, Lenora. There is a bounty on your head for treason.
Since when?
Since we put it there. Every wannabe bounty hunter in the galaxy has your name at the top of their list.
So you lie about my loyalty and turn my people against me to get me to cooperate, and you call rage unscrupulous?
In all fairness to us, you did turn your back on Lister and the Death Creek compound. All of the former Rage mercenaries heard you when you refused to stay with him. All we did was make sure that the word got out to everyone else. Now, if you really want to remain loyal to Rage, we can send you to the penal colony and the worst of the worst Rage members. Or maybe to Baldabar prison.
That's not a choice. That's a death sentence. So, what do you expect me to do with this Hungan Louis?
As far as right now, nothing. What we need is someone who is experienced in dealing with Hungans. Sam is going to be pretty busy with Hank and Houston, so we'll need you for Louis.
Am I going to have to go face to face with him?
Right now the answer is no. But there may come a time when you'll have to deal with him one-on-one. That can either be as a resident of this planet or as a Rage escapee. It all depends on the situation.
Whether I'm on a penal colony moon, Baldabar prison, or here, I'm still a prisoner.
That's very true. But think of it this way. At least here, you are out on a permanent work release. Break the rules and you'll be at one of the other prisons.
It appears I have no good choice. I'll play your game, Pyramid, but I want something in return for my full cooperation.
Depending on what it is, we may be able to meet your demands. What is it that you want?
Upon completion of this assignment, I want a new identity and the freedom to live here unsupervised.
That's a pretty tall order, but we will take that into consideration. Now, I believe Robert has a few more things to teach you.
A few more? I'm practically a citizen of this country already.
Wow, that was more turbulent than usual.
Yes, it was. I'm not sure the Viper could have made that transition. I'm going to check the tie downs.
All right, we're obviously not going anywhere. So, Tam, are you guys really ready to take on this Dr. D guy?
With Jaffra leading the way, I'm pretty confident. If it were just the three of us, I'd say turn around and point that ship back to Baldabar.
I'd second the motion. If it wasn't for the fact that Cali was a resort moon, I'd say let's turn around now.
Wait a minute. Did you just say turn around now?
Nate and I were discussing the mission. We were saying that if it wasn't for Jaffra's skills, we wouldn't be here.
I'd have to agree with you on that one.
How does it look from here on it?
The ship is fine, and right now I don't see anything on screen.
So no ships or asteroids between us and Cali?
Not yet, but we're still a ways out. It takes a while for a radar signal to return from Cali. Where's Jaffra?
That portal passage was pretty violent, so he's checking on his ship.
Ah, so he doesn't trust me.
Of course I trust you, Gabby. Just double-checking. How does the Mercury look?
Ship-shape and ready to go. How'd the Viper look?
You did a good job in securing it. Just give me 30 standard minutes notice before we start orbital insertion. Captain Tam, I'll need you to be ready for departure at that time.
Don't worry, I'll be there with bells on.
Bells? I don't think that will be necessary, Captain Tam.
It's an expression. Back in the day of sleds, bells were put on horses, the animal that pulls the sled. If you get stuck and had to have another team pull you out, You surrendered your bells to them.
I see. So you meant you were probably late.
Yes, don't worry. I won't be late.
You could have just said, I won't be late.
Now, what fun would that be? Don't worry. I'll make her shake a lamb's tail.
I'm not even going to ask. Oh. What's that?
Proximity warning alarm. Gabby?
I'm on it.
Hopefully it's just a stray asteroid and not another ship.
Captain Tam, let's remove some of the tie-downs on the Viper in case we need to make a quick exit.
I'm going to the bridge. What do you got?
Relative bearing 010. Still out of visual range. The closure rate is the same as Cali, so it is stationary.
Could be an asteroid. Do you have a size estimate?
Nothing reliable. I estimate 30 standard minutes to contact.
Could you use a better term?
Okay, 30 standard minutes until we get there? How's that?
Much better. Bridge to launch bay.
Go ahead.
We don't have enough data to determine what the object is. We estimate 30 standard minutes until we reach it.
Copy that. We'll remain ready. Notify me as soon as you identify the target.
Will do. Bridge out. Any thoughts on what we're looking at?
Whatever it is, it's not in orbit. It could be a slow-moving asteroid. The rate of closure may be undetectable at this distance.
Are you getting any kind of infrared signature?
It's cold, so if it's a craft, it's in shutdown mode. Best guess is a small asteroid. If it's a ship, it's sitting there like it's waiting for someone.
Well, let's just hope it's a big rock.
Hey, we have anything on Louis's financials from New York yet?
Nothing. I'm not even sure if Louis existed in New York.
Oh, he existed all right, but most likely not as Louis. If he was for sure a Hongan, there's no way his name is Louis. I've scanned the Hongan language database, and there's no name or word pronounced Louis.
That's not surprising. Sam isn't really called Sam, but something I can't even begin to pronounce.
Oh, it's Kate. Hey, what's up?
Click on the link I just sent. We patched you through to Louis' GPS. He left Hagerstown this morning.
So what's he doing southbound on 97? He's headed away from Baltimore.
Yeah, I thought at first he missed a turn, but he's been southbound for a while.
Well, Hank did tell him to drop Baltimore, so to speak. You think he's headed for an alternate target?
I can only think of two possible targets. The Roosevelt Stip in Cambridge, and the memorial stip here.
What would he gain by taking out the Roosevelt? Granted, it's a direct trip to Martin State, and then the main transfer station. But he could get there from any stip.
That just leaves Annapolis, assuming he's after a stip.
That would make more sense, since they got pretty upset when Claire took a photo of Louis at the memorial stip.
We'll know soon enough. He's eastbound on 50. Kate, you better inform Pierman.
I shot him a text when Louis was southbound on 97. I'll let him know if Louis takes the Annapolis exit or continues over the Bay Bridge.
Just to be on the safe side, Kelly, how about you and I pay respects to our fallen veteran?
All right. And just in case he plans on paying his respects at the memorial, I'll have some flowers ready for him.
Is Louis headed for Annapolis or Kate's hometown? What's the mysterious object ahead of the Mercury, and what are Hank's immediate plans? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Hitchhikers.